This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. Former YK Delta lawmaker Mary Peltola is running for the U.S. House of Representatives. She's one of 51 candidates whose names will appear on the June 11th primary ballot for a special election to fill the state's only U.S. House seat. Former Representative Don Young's unexpected death just over 2 weeks ago triggered the need for a special election to fill the rest of his term. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur sat down with Peltola to talk about why she chose to run. They spoke about an hour after Peltola filed as a candidate last Friday.
Peltola is running as a Democrat, one of only six in the sprawling field. The 48-year-old identifies as a moderate and has supported Republicans in past elections, including Senator Lisa Murkowski and the late Representative Don Young, whose seat she is campaigning to fill. Peltola knew Young from her earliest years. Her parents were friends with him and helped him campaign. She ate Thanksgiving dinner with him in high school. As an adult, she would raise her political concerns with him. The last time she saw Young was in November, when she was testifying in D.C. on fishery legislation. They did not completely agree, but they had a laugh.
And when I went to his office to give him dry fish and visit with him and talk about the legislation, I told him, I have often thought about running for his seat. And we laughed because I said, and I would tell everyone, you know, I'm just doing this for name recognition, but vote for Don.
That's a reference to the first time Don Young ran for the U.S. House with the idea of gaining name recognition for a future run for governor, which never came. He ended up in Congress for the rest of his life. Peltola has served in public office before. At age 24, she was elected to represent the Bethel region in the State House of Representatives. She served in that seat for a decade until 2009. She and Lisa Murkowski entered the state legislature the same year, and Peltola says she's respected Murkowski ever since.
She really is a national leader, and she is a moderate person who is a free thinker, and I have tremendous respect for that.
Peltola praised the times Murkowski has brokered bipartisan support on contentious issues that otherwise would have left the U.S. Senate gridlocked. Peltola would seek to work across the political aisle as both Murkowski and Young have done. Peltola says her history in the state legislature shows she can do that. She chaired the bipartisan Bush Caucus of Rural Representatives for 8 years.
I'm very proud of the work that the Bush Caucus did. We coalesced. There were 10 of us out of 40. And we were able to get critical issues addressed for all regions of rural Alaska. And we really had tremendous cohesion despite being a bipartisan group.
After leaving office, Peltola worked for Donlin Creek Mine for 6 years. She served a term on Bethel City Council. Then she worked as a state lobbyist. For the past 5 years, Peltola has led the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission as its executive director. The group advocates for Kuskokwim River tribal interest on fishery management and salmon conservation. She would seek to advance that work in the U.S. House. For her campaign, Peltola says she is still crafting her platform, but she knows she wants to elevate issues related to rural Alaska subsistence fishing and food security. She says she would work to reauthorize and amend the Magnuson-Stevens Act, which governs fishery management in federal waters. The act was last reauthorized in 2007, before the widespread decline in salmon runs across Alaska.
Clearly, there need to be changes in terms of exporting the vast majority of seafood from our state when our own Alaskan citizens are having severe food insecurity issues.
Subsistence salmon fishing in the YK Delta, where Peltola lives, has become increasingly restricted as Chinook and Chum salmon runs have dropped, cutting off a primary food source for residents. Peltola wants to amend the Magnuson-Stevens Act to protect subsistence and personal use fishing. She also wants to impose stricter limits on bycatch and trawl fisheries. The Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission formed a coalition with 118 tribes across western Alaska that petitioned the federal government to eliminate Chinook salmon bycatch in the Bering Sea and to cap chum salmon bycatch. Officials denied the petition. Peltola also wants to amend the Magnuson-Stevens Act to make federal fishery managers more responsive to ecosystem changes.
If you are a person who believes that we are witnessing an ecosystem collapse, both in the Bering Sea and in our river systems, we do feel there is a need for adaptive management and pivoting when we need to pivot.
Peltola is Yupik and one of four Alaska Natives running for the U.S. House seat. In her interview with KYUK, Peltola did not emphasize her heritage, but she did emphasize multiple times that she was born, raised, and has lived her adult life in Alaska.
I really feel, as an Alaskan, that we need to have representation at all levels from Alaskans. And that's not to say that you have to be born here to represent anyone. It's just there are a lot of us who are very sensitive about being a colony and that perpetuating.
She said, as an Alaskan, she's highly aware of Alaskans' relationship with the land.
I feel that for many Alaskans, so many of the places where we hunt and gather are sacred places to us. They are another entity in our life. They're like another person.
Peltola said her strongest tie in this world is to an area of the Kuskokwim River where her grandparents lived. Peltola grew up in the Kuskokwim area communities of Gwethlik, Tuntutuliak, Platinum, and Bethel, where she fished commercially and for subsistence. Her ties are to the Kuskokwim, but as a statewide candidate, she says she'd work to understand issues across Alaska and to find solutions.
Each region is so unique, and so many of the issues aren't necessarily transferable. I'm going to be very interested to learn what the issues are in the other five regions of our state and talk to as many people as I can.
The special primary election is June 11th. It will be Alaska's first statewide by-mail election. Alaskans have until May 12th to register or update their mailing address to receive a ballot. The top four candidates who receive the most votes will appear on the August 16th ballot for the special general election. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Tune in to Coffee at KYUK on Wednesday to hear an interview with U.S. House candidate Mary Peltola. On Tuesday, April 5th, a power outage is planned for a portion of Bethel and all of Napakiak. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports the outage will give utility workers time to try again to install a nesting platform for an osprey family before the spring migration of birds arrives in the region.
The outage is scheduled to last between 2 to 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April 5th. The areas of Bethel that will lose power during that time are BIA Road, the Bethel Airport, and Kasaili Subdivision. The entire community of Napakiak will lose power as well. Lenny Welch is the Bethel Operations Manager for the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, or AVEC. He says the reason for the outage is to allow AVEC to install a bird nesting platform above high-voltage conductors on a pole west of Blueberry Subdivision. Last year, AVEC knocked down an osprey nest built on that same pole after the nest diverted electricity from nearby wires and set the pole on fire. The nest had two eggs in it, and Bethel's birding community was unhappy. Welch, at the time, said he felt badly about taking down the osprey nest with eggs in it, but he said AVEC did it to prevent a larger electrical fire from occurring. After the incident, the utility built a platform below the electrical wires on another pole nearby, but the osprey never used it. The utility workers had to shoo away the birds from building nests atop other poles. Welch learned that osprey preferred to build nests at the pole's highest point. So AVEC is installing a platform that Welch hopes will satisfy the osprey's needs if they return to Bethel again this summer. AVEC could possibly install another nesting platform on another Bethel pole soon. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
This is KYUK News. I'm Olivia Eberts. Koyana for listening. Please share with us your news tips, comments, or suggestions to news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.